Anyway, this little plane, it held, there's one, two, there's six passengers seats in there, and I got on for some reason or other, nobody showed up, just me and the pilot. So we took off, and these things can just run about 50 feet and go right straight up in the air. And they can land them things, they can land them, actually, if the wind is blowing on a crosswind on a landing strip, these planes can actually come down and face into the wind and sit down on that landing strip, almost hover. Well, they go real fast. And we went, it was raining all over the country. Boy, it was raining between here and Da Nang. So the guy said, I think go up on top. So we climbed and climbed and climbed, finally broke out up on top and sailed along there for a while. And pretty soon he says, I can't get a radio communication up here. Let's go down and fly along the deck. So boy, we plowed down through that stuff, and about 200 feet off the ground, we broke out in the open. Kind of a murky, rainy area. And we just flew along under that cloud all the way to Da Nang. We were on the shoreline, so we just stayed out a little bit from the shore and just bailed along there and come right into Da Nang. But when he was coming down out of them clouds, there was a hole or two, and he'd go through them, and then it would black out, and I said, oh boy. And he really ripped that thing around. I enjoyed that. A porter, they call him a porter, that's it. And boy, they hit, when they land on the ground, they can reverse the motors and they can stop them things. Bingo, about 50 feet. Well, into Da Nang I go, and I'd already sent a message for a berthing, a place to stay, so I got a ride down and stayed in a, they call it the Alamo, it's a hotel they built for, you say built and leased, and it's just a bunk in there. Oh, it's a pretty nice place. Just for us USAID guys. And the next morning I went up and done a lot of business with the people. Decided to get my money. And then I came on down. Well, Da Nang isn't, I never get much kick out of Da Nang. I've always been in there and out and got business to do, and I've never stayed there any time to even get acquainted with the town. But they've had curfew there for, every week, I guess they change the curfew. They're always afraid of sappers coming in Da Nang. They're teams that come in with plastic charges and blow up stuff. They've got more defenses around Da Nang. There couldn't be no army could get in there. It takes these sappers, these individual guys that come in. One time, about 6 months ago, 40, a whole squad came in, the sappers, VC, and they killed about 30 of them, but the other 10 they never could find. They think they're still in there. All these guys up there are real spooky. They talk more than actually goes on. I think they frighten each other with the words they say. Come in. I'm fine, and I'm just talking to my wife. You might say something in Vietnamese to my wife.
Chào bà William, tôi là Đường. Hôm nay tôi rất hân hạnh được nói chuyện để đôi lời cùng bà. Đây là ông William, tôi cùng ông ấy đang học đây. Chào bà thế nào? Hôm nay bà mạnh giỏi không? Và bà có gì vui không? Tôi rất mong bà cho tôi nghe những lời từ bà. Xin chào bà nhé. Chúc bà mạnh khỏe và vui vẻ rất nhiều.
There now, if you don't know what that means, we'll tell you in English. Mr. Dom said, hello, Miss Williams. This is Mr. Dom speaking. And he'll tell you in English what he said.
Hello, Mrs. Williams. I'm very glad to talk to you. And now I and Mr. William, we are studying Vietnamese. And I'm very happy to talk to you. I wish you healthy and good luck to you. So I hope you tell me how about your healthy and something enjoy to you from you. Now I am sorry I stop here and I wish you a bad week.
Wish you best wishes. Now, how do you like that? This is the way a lesson is given. You read.
Let me see it.
Om cho toi koi.
Let me be.
Om cho toi tratien.
Let me borrow.
Om cho toi moi moon. Om cho toi moon.
Let me do it.
Om cho toi lam.
Let me hear it.
Om cho toi nghe.
Let me read.
Om cho toi đọc.
Let me speak.
Om cho toi nói.
Let me go.
Om cho toi làm. Om cho toi đi.
Let me know.
Om cho toi biết.
Let me look for.
Om cho toi kiếm.
Linh doesn't have a raincoat.
Om Linh không có áo mưa.
Well, give her this one.
Cho ông ấy cái này.
Phương doesn't have a bicycle.
Anh Phương không có xe máy.
Well, give him this one.
Tôi vay vay ông ấy một cái này. Một cái này.
Mr. Dong doesn't have a pen.
Ông Dong không có viết. And now we're about to finish the tape, and we've gone through an hour's lesson, honey, and we'll wind it up here by telling you goodbye. Mr. Doom is about to leave, and he'll say good night to you also.
Good night. Now it is 9:05, so with the end of lesson, we go home. Good night, and see you late.
Good night, honey. We'll see you on the next tape. This will be running out, and it's about time for me to tell you how much I love you and miss you and miss all the things that are the love and kind of kindness that we have for one another. Tell all my relatives that I send my best regards, and also tell little Cindy that I like to pet her a little bit, and I hope she's getting very skinny by running out with my cousin when he and his wife go out on the job. I guess by now they've done a lot of framing on Bobby's house. Possibly he's moved over, started to move over and live in Boulder. He'll probably bring his family, and if he does, you tell them all that I said howdy do, and they might want to listen to the Vietnamese lesson that I have just had, and I hope that they enjoy it as much as I do. I know that they'll probably wonder what it's all that strange noise is about, but the Vietnamese language is very difficult, and as you can hear by the sounds that come from it, it's a little foreign to our tongue and our throat. Well, so long, baby.